It's now time for the Halftime Show on KOWO Radio 104.1 FM. Here's Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson.
Back in Battling Billy Stadium in Fredericksburg, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson along with you. Zach Peterson providing some stats and big plays for us here at halftime. Let's go over the scoring summary as we are looking at the Wimberley marching band, who's bravely gone out onto the field in this rain and sloppiness. They're going to play, though. The show must go on, as they say. Cade Stover with a touchdown, a 27-yard pass from JoJo Weeks with 5:59 left to play in the first quarter. That gave Wimberley the 7-0 lead at the end of the first quarter, and then all kinds of scoring in the second quarter. It was Fredericksburg's quarterback, Hobbs Price, on a 5-yard run. Dalen Nebgen's extra point with 11:53 left to go in the first half tied the score at 7. Wimberley then took the lead when Nick Coles, following a onside attempt try by Fredericksburg that did not work out too well. Texans were able to bring it back to the 11-yard line of Fredericksburg. The drive stalled there. They weren't able to get the touchdown, but Nick Coles with a 27-yard field goal with 10:37 left to play in the second quarter. Wimberley led at that point by a score of 10-7. Fredericksburg then took the lead when William Sabera burst up the middle for 61 yards for a touchdown. Nebgen's extra point with 9:57 left to play in the second quarter gave Fredericksburg a 14-10 lead, and then the Billies were able to stretch that lead to 17-10 when Nebgen nailed a 28-yard field goal with 6:52 left to play in the half. And then Wimberley, big series of events with inside a minute left to play in that first half. Texans faced 4th and 20, threw a pass over the middle to Hayden Krebs. Krebs was targeted and hit hard in that secondary. He was definitely defenseless. They called the targeting play, and then on the very next play, it was Cade Stover with his second touchdown reception of the night. This one a 30-yarder from Weeks with just 38 seconds left to play in the second quarter. The Billies got the kickoff, and they weren't able to do anything following that, and that's where we stand. It's halftime. 17-7 is our score. Wimberley over Fredericksburg. We're back with more of our halftime show after this timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Welcome back to Fredericksburg, Texas. Here, Jared Robinson, a little bit of halftime information for you. Again, a rainy night here as the rain has kind of picked up a little bit here in Fredericksburg. Temperature is a little bit chilly, not a whole lot breeze going on, but a good football game here through the first two periods or first two quarters, first half of the game as it's tied right now. A little bit of stats for you here. We got JoJo Weeks right now, 2 touchdowns. Roughly 161 yards passing. Add another 42 yards for rushing for him. Wyatt Mann with a 4-yard catch with 1 reception. Gavin Martinez with 1 reception, 28 yards. Cade Stover with 4 catches, 2 touchdowns, 27-yard touchdown and a 30-yard touchdown. Hayden Krebs has a negative 4-yard reception there. So kind of spreading the ball around. Caden Kowalski, 2 catches for 31 yards. Matt Mitchell, 1 catch for 9 yards. So really just spread it around. We've seen JoJo do that throughout the season. And it's just a situation where the Texans have been able to come up with the big plays at the later part of the second quarter. And, again, after the targeting foul by Jarrett Beard that was against Hayden Krebs. A big play by Cade Stover again immediately went after the cornerback that was just brought into the game, and a big play right there from JoJo Weeks to Cade Stover. We're going to kick it back down to the field a little bit here. I'm going to let you hear some of the Texan band that's on the field right now, and we'll be back here shortly with the beginning of the second half and a little bit more information for you. So enjoy the band here, and we'll be back. All right, we can't hear too well out there. The rain's starting to fall a little bit more here in Fredericksburg, but we're going to I'm going to go through a couple scores with you right now as well. Brownwood over Giddings right now within the third quarter with a little over a minute left, 14-7. Hayes is down to Lake Travis at halftime, 21-29. That game is at Lake Travis. Dripping Springs over Seguin, 21-10 at halftime. Lano trails Burnett 7-0 at half. Refurio is trailing Navarro 21-10 at halftime. Canyon Lake and Lampasas all tied up at 21 there at halftime. And then yesterday's game, Bernie 37, Bandera 0. We're going to be facing off, I believe, next week with Bernie from Wimberley, Texas. So going to be a good game there. I think Bernie Bandera is actually our next two games. They'll both be at Wimberley. So a kind of a preview of that real quick. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, play some music for you, and then again have the second half back here from Fredericksburg, Texas. You're listening to KOWO 104.1 FM, a member of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle.
More information at communicaresa.org. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.